the repercussions, I mean, can reach us. But like I said, we haven't been out and about in America yet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we haven't gone to any of these gigs that have been thrashed and we haven't had, I mean, the album's still relatively fresh and you know, the opinions, you know, everyone's opinions still haven't made their way back to us yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're really sort of in a vacuum. You don't really know what you've sort of stirred up.
Yeah.
Until you get there.
Yeah, and also, it's a lot of it still hasn't kicked in.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say that, I mean, you know, our headline tour, you know, our whole show,
yeah.
And all the publicity that comes with that. I mean, that's still impending. Yeah.
Are you going to be doing a show? You're doing the show without an opening act.
Yeah.
Are you going to be? How long a show are you going to do?
It depends on how many songs we feel like playing. I mean, what I mean by that is it's not going to be a night-to-night thing. It still hasn't been decided how long we're going to play yet.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a pretty long show, but then again, our last show was pretty long.
Yeah, it was still almost 2 hours.
No, it was over 2 hours. It was over 2 hours.
Oh, actually, yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, I mean, by the time we had, you know, finished bullshitting and doing everything else, it was over 2 hours. And by the end of the tour, it was getting to be like, you know, really long. I think that had to do with it just being the tour. But we're going to have I really don't want to say too much about it because what we're doing is something that's, you know, so different. No one's ever done it before. And
well, the thing is, this really won't be out until the tour starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well. I mean, no one's ever done anything like this as ambitious as this before. I mean, we're changing the shape of the stage.
Really?
And we're putting the stage in an unconventional spot. It's not going to be at the end of the hall. It's not going to be in the middle. It's going to be like 3/4.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing's going to be stationary on the stage. Nothing, you know. All the things that usually stationary on the stage aren't going to be. And it's designed with the audience in mind so that we can have, you know, full contact with them.
Yeah.
And we can really get down amongst them. And we're even going to have kids on stage.
Really?
Yeah. I don't
know
if I should be telling you this.
Cool. Oh,
I don't know if I should be telling you this. I really shouldn't. And maybe you should ask the other guys this question too. And if they tell you as much as I tell you, then you know it's probably going to be okay. But yeah, we're going to have people on stage too. And it's definitely made from the audience point of view. I mean, it's going to enable us to come closer to the audience. And, you know, all that shit about the stage being at the end of the hall. Once you've had this, you'll never turn back.
Well, what was it like going to the garden and for that listening?
Now, that was wild.
I had to be out of town that weekend, which really bummed me out because I really wanted to go.
Yeah, you know, I thought you might have been there, but I figured maybe you had other commitments.
Yeah.
But,
I couldn't get away, but it was really a drag because I really wanted to go.
I was really, really, really nervous. I couldn't explain why I was so nervous. I was just very nervous.
Sort of having a gig but not playing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I felt when it started, I thought, wow, so what should I do? And I got for a second there. I was like kind of disoriented because, like, we're not going out on stage, but this is a Metallica gig.
Were you nervous that people might not like the record?
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Because essentially you're playing it to.
Yeah.
The people who would buy it.
Exactly,
it's not like they're
going
to hear one song on the radio.
Exactly.
You're giving them the whole thing.
But what happened was video intro started and the crowd just started, I mean, they started roaring and it was a great thing. And they showed a brief history and it was like, you know, approval all the way through. And then it came to the part, you know, to the present, you know, the album. And, you know, the stage is set and, you know, Sandman, first track, and by then, But then, you know, people saw it. The video had been out for maybe 2 days on MTV, two or three days. And there was some sort of recognition. And then we played three songs, and people were loving it. And I was watching from like a doorway that was sectioned off. And I thought, what should I do? And I all of a sudden got a big burst of energy. So I grabbed some friends of mine. I said, let's go out in the audience. And I said to our tour manager, I'm going out in the audience. He goes, you sure? I go, yeah, I'm all right. And I ran out there. I started walking along. I was going, like, I was looking at people. Like, there's kids headbanging in the seat. People looking at other people and, like, you know, nodding their along and, you know, nodding their approval. And I was saying, fuck yeah, this is all right. And then, you know, MTV was there and they had their lights on a bunch of people and they were digging it. And I walked around some more because they had the lights off, you know. And so it was pretty safe for me to go out there without causing too much of a ruckus. And I saw this one guy in a wheelchair, and I tapped him on the shoulder and go, hey, man, how you doing? And he jumped when he realized who it was. And I go, do you like the album? He goes, yeah, it's fucking great. Right on, man. I shook his hand and walked off. And then and all of a sudden, I looked behind me, and there's like 50 kids chasing me. And like the guy, with his wheelchair chasing me too. I go, uh-oh, this could be dangerous. I better go now. And like, you know, I ran to this one guy who had his banner. He brought a banner with him. And I said, hey, cool. You know, I signed the banner, and I said, well, I got to go. See you guys. And then after that, it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, but for some reason, I felt like I had to, like, go out there and get amongst it.
See what they really thought.
Yeah, and afterwards, I felt a lot better. I felt relieved. I wasn't as tense or as nervous as I had been. And then at the end, we weren't planning to go out, but we went out anyway and said hello, you know. And it was James's birthday. And
fuck you, James.
Yeah, fuck you, James. And it turned out real nice.
What was the audience reaction to Nothing Else Matters?
People were very quiet. And then after it ended, they applauded, you know? And that was one of the things that, you know, we were curious about. And, like, they were just, you know, they were just grooving on it. And they applauded afterwards. They were applauding after what we did was we played them in batches.
Yeah.
Three and three and three.
Oh, I see.
And, but they were still applauding after every song. And it was really cool. It was quite an experience. It definitely was an experience.
When they came, who came up with this idea?
Cliff and Peter and the record company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you think it was sort of, what did you think of the idea?
I thought about it and I thought, you know, it's really cool. Experiment! I thought, you know, it's...
Did you wonder if anybody was going to show?
We figured if it was free.
Yeah.
And since it was free, there had to be, you know, at least someone there. But, we really didn't... I don't think any of us expected it to turn out the way it did.
Yeah.
I mean, it turned out really cool. I mean, it was really something special. And it was different enough for us, too. And after it was a success, I think everyone felt that, you know, it was just one of those chances that we took that... You know, we were right about.
Yeah.
And we really didn't have that much to lose, I think, you know. If anything, you know. So what? They didn't show up.
So the garden was empty. The Knicks didn't play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there was actually some damage, too.
Really?
People started throwing seats.
I just wanted it to be more like a gig, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of like what the real thing is.
Well, the funny thing is when we pulled up, you know, or the ambulance is there just in case anyone OD or whatever got too drunk or whatever.
You weren't even playing.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. But it was very interesting. I have a lot of it on videotape too.
Oh, cool.
And videotape it. It's interesting. Should have been there, Dave.
I really wanted to be there. I really wanted to be there.
Very interesting. And then afterwards it's like, okay. So what do we do now?
Yeah, where do we go? What's to do?
Yeah.
Well, I had to take for a little while because I was doing the interview podcast and stuff. So, you know, I was just, I listened to it on the beach. Mm-hmm. You know, I just put on the walk down the beach. Mm-hmm. Just like, pretty happy.
Yeah, I think it's one of our better achievements.
I think it's a great record.
Well, I think it's good because, I mean, we took a lot of chances in it. And, you know, we took certain risks and chances on this album. And we went into a direction that, you know, right offhand weren't exactly sure if, you know, our fans would go with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the fans have been there, and then they've accepted the changes we've chosen to make, and I think that's, you know, that's a big compliment.
Have you run into any, like, I don't know if you've run into many fans, like, sort of in the backstage?
Oh, yeah, I've run into people who think that, you know, the album's crap.
Yeah, really?
But, you know, I think...
What do they say that's crap about?
Well, there isn't a fast song. But, you know, everyone expects us to play a fast song, you know? Chances are, if someone expects us to do something, you know, you won't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... I mean, it's like whenever our tour manager expects us to, like, be in one spot at the same time, we won't do it because that's our personality. You know? I think a lot of people come up to me and say, you know, don't you think this certain songs on the new album are a bit commercial? And it's like, look, all right, we didn't sit down and say, well, let's write a commercial song.
Yeah.
The songs that we wrote just turned out to have a bit more hooks and a bit more melody, you know, than last time. It was what was written, it was how it came out. I mean, we didn't push it at all. We weren't going for any certain formulas or anything. You know, we weren't going for any tried and true things. I mean, we were experimenting, and, you know, that's just what came out. There wasn't anything... written that was fast that we felt comfortable enough to put on the album either.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a new direction, and if a lot of people say that, oh, you know, it isn't heavy or anything like that, I mean, I can't get over people saying it isn't heavy. I mean, people who say it isn't heavy,
have you actually had people come and say it's not heavy?
Yeah, they've just missed the point altogether. It's just like gone over their heads.
What do you say to someone who walks up and says your album's not heavy?
I go, yeah, sure.
This has been like on the gigs and
stuff? Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, friends of mine,
uh-huh,
who are like really, you know, hardcore kind of fans, who said, you know, well, the album isn't as heavy, you guys aren't as heavy as it used to be. And I go, look, man, you know, you're trying to tell me something like Nothing Else Matters, Sad But True isn't heavy, Holier Than Thou isn't heavy, you know, Wherever I May Roam, you know, and...
How do you define heavy?
I mean, come on. I think this album has all the basic Metallica elements and then some. I mean, I think we have more to offer on this album. So what if there isn't a fast song? I mean, there's enough different things on this album. There's enough different musical directions and ideas to make up for the lack of no fast song.
Yeah.
I mean, we cut our teeth in the beginning on the fact that we were a fast band. I mean, you know, if someone who fucking, you know, likes fucking Porridge, I don't want to go into a stupid analogy, but...
Okay, we'll strike that.
But, you know, we cut our teeth on being a band that played fast, but we also didn't want to, you know, paint ourselves into a corner. I mean,
which is what most of your imitators have done.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of heavy metal bands, and heavy metal, speed metal, thrash metal, whatever you want to fucking call it, nowadays, is just so incestuous. I've said this in other interviews. I mean, people rip off the same old bands, you know. These bands are ripping off the same old bands, and now they're becoming all related because they're all sounding the same, and they're not branching off
I've actually stopped listening to a lot of it because it's just boring.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just the same. It has a lot of the same ideas, and I mean, it's all been done. I mean, a lot of the the way these bands sound, and I mean, a lot of their ideas have just been done before. I mean, it just has slightly different packaging and slightly different, you know, tone of voice. But and because of that, it's frustrating, because something that you fathered, you want to see going, you know, in a positive direction, and when it just starts to get stale, you know, it's just a sad thing. I don't know. I mean, that's all I have to say about current state of heavy metal affairs.